რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4
ეთერში ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. გროზნოში შეტაკებებს ემსხვერპლას უმცირე 9 ადამიანი. ვლადიმერ პუტინი ყოველწლიური სიტყვით გამოდის პარლამენტში. ჯეიმს აპატურაის განცხადებით ნატოსთვის მიუღებელია რუსეთსა და აფხაზეთის დე-ფაქტო ხელისუფლებას შორის გაფორმებული ხელშეკრულება. რუსეთის პრეზიდენტი ვლადიმერ პუტინი ამწუთებში პარლამენტში თავისი ყოველწლიური სიტყვით გამოდის. გამოსვლაში პუტინი საუბრობს უკრაინის კრიზისზე. მისი თქმით, რუსეთი პატივცემს უკრაინას როგორც მოძმე ქვეყანას, თუმცა უკრაინის აღმოსავლეთში მომხდარი ტრაგედია მოწმობს, რომ რუსეთის მიერ გატარებული პოლიტიკა სწორია. პუტინის განცხადებით, დასავლეთის მიერ დაწესებული სანქციების მიზანი იყო რუსეთისთვის ძირის გამოთხრა, თუმცა მისი თქმით, ამის ნაცვლად მოხდა ეკონომიკის სტიმულირება. რუსეთის პრეზიდენტმა გააკრიტიკა შეერთებული შტატების გეგმა ანტისარაკეტო თავდაცვითი სისტემის აგების თაობა. თუმცა დასწინა რუსეთს ვერ ჩაითრევენ ახალ გამალებულ შეიარაღებაშიო. როგორც იუწყებიან პუტინის გამოსვლას ესწრებიან მაღალჩინოსნები რელიგიური ლიდერები და სხვა საჯარო პირები. გამოსვლა პირდაპირ სატელევიზიო ეთერში გადაიცემა. ჩეჩნეთის რესპუბლიკის ოფიციალური წარმომადგენლების თქმით, სუმცირე 9 ადამიანი დაიღუპა დედაქალაქ გროზნოში ექსტრემისტებს და უშიშროების ძალებს შორის შეტაკებების შედეგად. ჩეჩნეთის ლიდერის რამზან კადიროვის მიერ 4 დეკემბერს გაკეთებული განცხადების თანახმად, გროზნოს ცენტრში საგამომცემლო სახლი დაიკავა რამდენიმე შეიარაღებულმა პირმა, რომლებიც დახოცეს სახლი კი ხანძრის შედეგად განადგურდა. კადიროვის განცხადებით, მძიმე შეიარაღებული სხვა პირები ერთ-ერთი სკოლის შენობას აფარებენ თავს. საგამომცემლო შენობიდან ყვამლი შეინიშნებოდა ქალაქში იხსნოდა სროლის და აფეთქების ხმა. ბოლო წლების განმავლობაში გროზნოში ეს ძალადობის ერთ-ერთი ყველაზე მასშტაბური შემთხვევაა. გროზნო კრემლის მიერ გამოყოფილი მსხვილი თანხებით აღადგინეს ორი დამანგრეველი ომის შემდეგ, რომლებმაც გააძლიერა ჩრდილოეთ კავკასიაში შემხვედრი ისლამისტური ამბოხი. გროზნოში ძალადობამ რამდენიმე საათით დაასრო რუსეთის პრეზიდენტის ვლადიმერ პუტინის მიერ თავისი ყოველწლიური სიტყვის წარმოთქმას პარლამენტში. პუტინი პირველად 15 წლის წინ აირჩიეს პრეზიდენტად, მაშინ როცა ხელმძღვანელობდა ომს, რომელმაც ჩეჩნეთის ხელისუფლებიდან სეპარატისტების განდევნა გამოიწვია. 4 დეკემბერს დაგეგმილია შეერთებული შტატების სახელმწიფო მდივნის ჯონ კერის შეხვედრა რუსეთის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრ სერგეი ლავროვთან, რომლის დროსაც განსახილველი მთავარი თემა უკრაინის კრიზისი იქნება. შეხვედრა გაიმართება შვეიცარიაში, ბაზელში მიმდინარე ეუთოს დიპლომატების შეკრების კულუარებში. უკრაინის სამთავრობო ძალებს და პრორუსულად განწყობილ სეპარატისტებს შორის 5 სექტემბრის შეთანხმებით გათვალისწინებული ზავის მოქმედების მონიტორინგი ეუთოს ევალება. ზავი რეგულარულად ირღვევა, განსაკუთრებით მეამბოხეების კონტროლის ქვეშ მყოფ ქალაქ დონეცკის საერთაშორისო აეროპორტის მიმდებარე ტერიტორიაზე. 2 სექტემბერს ზალაში შევიდა დამატებითი საზავო შეთანხმება, რომელიც კონკრეტულად აეროპორტს ეხება და რომელიც ერთი დღით ადრე შეათანხმეს, მაგრამ უკრაინის არმია აცხადებს, რომ ეს შეთანხმება ფაქტობრივად მყისიერად დაარღვიეს მეამბოხეთა ძალებმა. უკრაინის უშიშროების საბჭომ 3 დეკემბერს განაცხადა, რომ სეპარატისტებმა დიდი დანაკარგები განიცადეს, მას შემდეგ რაც აეროპორტზე მიიტანეს იერიში. ნატოსათვის მიუღებელია რუსეთსა და აფხაზეთის დე-ფაქტო ხელისუფლებას შორის გაფორმებული ხელშეკრულება, განაცხადა სამხრეთ კავკასიასა და ცენტრალურ აზიაში ნატოს გენერალური მდივნის სპეციალურმა წარმომადგენელმა ჯეიმს აპატურაიმ. ევროპულ და ევროატლანტიკურ სტრუქტურებში ინტეგრაციის საკითხებში საქართველოს სახელმწიფო მინისტრთან დავით ბაქრაძესთან შეხვედრის შემდეგ გამართულ ერთობლივ პრესკონფერენციაზე ჯეიმს აპატურაიმ აღნიშნა, რომ ნატო ყოველთვის იქნება საქართველოს სუვერენიტეტის და ტერიტორიული მთლიანობის ერთგული. ჟურნალისტების შეკითხვას მიიჩნევს თუ არა ნატო რუსეთის ქმედება საქართველოს ტერიტორიის ანექსიად, აპატურაიმ უპასუხა, რომ საქართველოში არ ვითარდება უკრაინის მსგავსი სცენარი და ალიანსი რუსეთის მოქმედება საქართველოს ამ ტერიტორიებზე კონტროლის ხელში აღების მცდელობად განიხილავს. გენერალური მდივნის სპეციალური წარმომადგენლის შეფასებით, ეს პროცესი ნატოში გაწევრიანების გზაზე საქართველოს ბარიერს არ შეუქმნის, რადგან გართულებები უკვე არსებობდა, როცა მოკავშირეებმა დაადასტურეს, რომ საქართველო ალიანსის წევრი გახდება. საქართველოს პრეზიდენტი გიორგი მარგველაშვილის სამუშაო ვიზიტით ვარშავაში იმყოფება. ის პირისპირ შეხვდება პოლონეთის პრეზიდენტს ბრონისლავ კომოროვსკის და სეიმის მარშალს რადოსლავ შიკორსკის. საქართველოს პრეზიდენტი ვარშავის უნივერსიტეტში მონაწილეობას მიიღებს საერთაშორისო კონფერენციაში, რომელიც გიორგი მარგველაშვილის და ბრონისლავ კომოროვსკის პატრონაჟით გაიმართება. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. ახალ ამბებს უფრო ცალკე გაეცნობით ჩვენი რადიოს ვებსაიტზე, მისი მისამართია რადიო თავისუფლება _GE. ჩვენი მაუწყებლობა გრძელდება.
firing up the satellite with more of the hottest hits in the land. We are VOA 1. Hi, Ray McDonald here, counting down the top 20 pop singles and albums in the United States for the week ending December 6th, 2014. Happy birthday, Jay-Z. The rap mogul, real name Sean Carter, turns 45 years old Thursday. Also celebrating this week are rocker Billy Idol, 59 Sunday, singer Clay Aiken, 36 Sunday, Bette Midler, 69 Monday, Janelle Monáe, 29 Monday, Nelly Furtado, 36 Tuesday, Britney Spears, 33 Tuesday, Ozzy Osbourne, 66 Wednesday, singer Mickey Thomas of Jefferson Starship, 65 Wednesday, R&B singer Montel Jordan, 46 Wednesday, Chris Hillman, formerly of the Byrds and the Flying Burrito Brothers, 70 Thursday, Southside Johnny Lyon of Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, 66 Thursday, jazz singer Cassandra Wilson, 59 Thursday, Hall of Famer Little Richard, 82 Friday, Jim Messina, formerly of Loggins and Messina, 67 Friday, Johnny Resnick of the Goo Goo Dolls, 49 Friday, Frankie Beverly of Mays, 68 Saturday, and guitarist Peter Buck, formerly of R.E.M., 58 Saturday. This week we get 3 new singles and 6 album debuts. Let's get to work counting down the 20 most popular songs in the United States, as determined by the editors at Billboard magazine through radio airplay audience impressions calculated by Nielsen BDS, sales data determined by Nielsen SoundScan, and streaming activity data collected by online music sources. Jeremih, Iggy Azalea, and Sam Smith exit the list this week, while Selena Gomez pays us a return visit. Selena is in a reflective mood this week, jumping 6 slots to number 20. Here's The Heart Wants What It Wants.
You got me sipping on something I can't compare to nothing I've ever known. I'm hoping that after this fever I'll survive. I know I'm acting a bit crazy, strung out a little bit hazy. Hand over heart, I'm praying that I'm gonna make it out alive. And screaming, lighting me up like Venus. But then you disappear and make me wait. And every second's like torture. Heroin drip, no more. So finding a way to let go. Baby, baby, no, I can't escape.
Happy end, no winning.
Selena Gomez makes her third countdown appearance as The Heart Wants What It Wants, jumps 6 slots to number 20. She's singing about her on-and-off boyfriend, Justin Bieber, and the Rock Mafia team helped with songwriting and production. They've also worked with Selena's former Disney pal, Miley Cyrus. Fresh from her 8-week stint in first place with All About That Bass comes Meghan Trainor. Lips Are Moving surges from 38th to 19th place. Meghan's first major label album, Tidal, hits the market on January 13th.
About this bass. You really think I could be replaced? Nah, I come from outer space and I'm a classy girl. I'ma hold it up. You full of something, but it ain't love. And what we got is straight overdue. Go find somebody new.
You can buy me diamond earrings and
just why. Don't believe me, just why. Don't believe me, just why. Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop. Skip it. I'm too hot. Hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon roll a retirement. I'm too hot. Trick, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought up that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. 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 Don't believe me, just watch.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexy and flown it. If you freak dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexy and flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Come on. Just why? Don't believe me, just why? Don't believe me, just why?
Mark Ronson has been making albums since 2003, but at least on this side of the Atlantic, we probably know Mark best for his production work. He's done albums with Christina Aguilera, Amy Winehouse, and many other top acts. Mark says he chased Bruno Mars all over the country to make Uptown Funk while Bruno was on tour. They're rewarded this week as it rockets from 65th to 18th place. Rebounding a slot to number 17, here's Jason Derulo, Trumpets.
Every time the two get undressed, I hear symphonies in my head. I wrote this song just looking at you. Oh, oh. Yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go. Trumpets, there you go. Remind me of a Kanye West song.
Kanye West song.
Is it weird that I hear trumpets when you're turning me on?
Turning me on.
Is it weird that your bra remind me of a Katy Perry song? Every time the two get undressed, I hear symphonies in my head. I wrote this song just looking at you. Oh, oh. Yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go. And they play for you, girl. And the trumpets, they go. Remind me of a Coldplay song.
Coldplay song.
Is it weird that I
Katy Perry song.
Every time that you get undressed, I hear symphonies in my head. I wrote this song looking at you.
And the trumpets, they go. A cappella on them. There you go.
Jason Derulo bounces back this week as Trumpets gains a slot in 17th place. Jason broke up with his longtime girlfriend Jordan Sparks in September and wasted no time in buying himself a bachelor pad. It's a $3 million mansion in the Los Angeles area that looks like a castle. It features a two-bedroom guest house plus two garages that can hold up to eight cars. We have time for one more hit. Ray Sremmurd kicks it up a slot to 16th place with No Type.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a headless horse.
Hey, hey, hey.
Extendo long is an extension cord.
Damn,
court. I ball like Jordan,
Jordan.
And I play full court.
I play full court.
And if you're not my type, then you know I gotta keep it short.
Gotta keep it short.
Hey, hey. What you know about a chick? What you got up in your pocket? What you spending when you shopping, dog?
Burn.
Why you wanna go flex? Like you all in the mix, like you got some popping off.
Burn.
I got some models that you see up in the movies, and they wanna make a flick for the camera.
Yeah.
Wanna be Kim Kardashian.
Hey.
Heard I was living like a bachelor.
Woo.
I don't got no type.
Nah.
Baby, this is the only thing that I like.
Woo.
You ain't got no life.
Nah.
Cups with the ice, and we do this every night.
Hey,
I ain't check the price.
I got it.
I make my own money, so I spend it how I like. I'm just living life.
Hey.
And let my mama tell it, I ain't living right. Spend it how I like. Yeah. Send it every night. Yeah. Push start the wheel.
Hey.
Brought it straight to life.
Kind of life.
Blowing on the. Till I'm out of sight.
Oh, go.
I don't check the price. Do a swipe.
Woo.
She say, what's your type?
Yeah.
I said, I like what I like.
Yeah.
I don't second guess.
Nah.
I just roll the dice.
Keep it moving.
Keep your two cents.
Hey.
Take your own advice.
Hey.
I've been living life.
Yeah.
Like I live twice. I don't got no type.
Nah.
Baby, this is the only thing that I like. Cups with the ice, and we do this every night.
Hey,
I ain't check the price.
I got it.
I make my own money, so I spend it how I like. I'm just living life.
Hey.
And let my mama tell it, I ain't living right.
No.
I don't got no type. Tight. And let my mama tell it, I ain't living right.
Ray Sremmerd, that's Ear Drummers backward, jumps a notch to 16th place with No Type. The Mississippi rap duo is prepping its debut album, Srem Life, for a January 6th release. Producer Mike Will Made It says this is a special project, and it's as exciting as his previous work with Miley Cyrus and Future. Hold on tight, because the big stuff is on the way. Our countdown will continue here in the home of the hits, the VOA1 Network.
Fussing, fighting, we back at it again. I know that it's my fault, you don't understand. I got memories, this is crazy. You ain't nothing like the girl I used to know. Good with mom, good with pop, cool with all my... I should try, truth is I wanna let you in, but no. Damn these memories, and it's crazy. You ain't nothing like the girl I used to know. Can't I get it right, just can't let it go. I opened up, she let me down, I won't feel that no more. No. I got memories, this is crazy. She ain't nothing like the girl I used to know. I don't mean to get out of here, baby, but I can't help it. Cause my heart is in the same old condition that baby left it. And I apologize for making it. Look me in my eye and promise you won't do me the same.
In this cold, cold world, don't wanna mess this up. Better keep your eye on me, girl. Don't wanna mess this up. Better keep your eye on me, girl. Don't wanna mess this up. Better keep your eye on me, girl.
I don't wanna be stuck up in this cold, cold world. Don't wanna mess this up. Better keep your eye on me, girl. Don't wanna mess this up. Better keep your eye on me, girl. Don't wanna mess this up. Better keep your eye on me, girl.
Welcome to the home of the hits. Our music and your ears. It's a match made in heaven. I'm Ray McDonald on VOA1, counting down the top 20 pop singles and albums in the United States for the week ending December 6, 2014. This week in 1956, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis recorded several songs together at Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. 25 years later, the music was released under the name The Million Dollar Quartet. This week in 1979, 11 people died after concertgoers rushed the stage during a concert by The Who in Cincinnati, Ohio. As a result, first-come, first-served seating was banned in Cincinnati and several other U.S. cities. This week in 1982, Epic Records released the album Thriller by Michael Jackson. It remains the best-selling album of all time. And this week in 1988, Roy Orbison died of a heart attack at age 52. He had been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the previous year. I have three new singles and six album debuts for you this week. Let's pick up the music in 14th place, where Mr. Probs jumps five slots with Waves. The Dutch artist says this song didn't have many early supporters. Hold on for details.
Touch the ground, touch the ground, and it feels nice. I can see the sands on the horizon every time you are not around. I'm slowly drifting away, wave after wave, wave after wave. I'm slowly drifting, and it feels like I'm drowning, pulling against the stream, pulling against the water. My feet can't touch the ground, touch the ground, and it feels nice. I can see the sands on the horizon every time you are not around. I'm slowly drifting away, drifting away, wave after wave, wave after wave. I'm slowly drifting, drifting away, and it feels like I'm drowning, pulling against the stream, pulling against the.
Gains five slots in 14th place with Waves. The Dutch artist says it started as a promotional song and he shopped it to several record labels. Nobody believed it could be a hit. When Mr. Probs first released Waves, he offered it as a free download to thank his early fans for their support. Now let's take a look at the week's news highlights. A representative for Lady Gaga says producer Dr. Luke did not rape the singer when she was 19 years old. Appearing on Howard Stern's radio show, Lady Gaga says an unnamed record industry figure sexually assaulted her when she was 19. Her remarks led Kesha's lawyer, Mark Garagos, to suggest the rapist was Dr. Luke. Kesha is suing Dr. Luke, claiming he assaulted her. Gaga's representative denies the connection, telling website TMZ that it's absolutely not true. Dr. Luke's representative tells TMZ that Garagos's statement is completely false and defamatory. Garagos stands by his accusation and insists he will depose Lady Gaga and three other unnamed women in his lawsuit against Dr. Luke. In other news, the Rolling Stones have lost their longtime saxophone player. Bobby Keys died on Tuesday at his home in Tennessee. He was 70. No cause of death was given. A self-taught musician who never learned to read music, Keys played with Buddy Holly and other top acts before meeting the Rolling Stones in 1964. He first appeared on the Stones' 1969 album, Let It Bleed, and was most famously heard on their 1971 hit, Brown Sugar. He also became close friends with guitarist Keith Richards. Rolling Stones saxophonist Bobby Keys, dead at 70. Now let's get back to counting down the hits. Ariana Grande performed Tuesday night and got more than she bargained for. I'll fill you in after Love Me Harder, rising four slots to ninth place.
Tell me something I need to know, then take my breath and never let it go. If you just let me invade your space, I'll take the pleasure, take it with the pain. And if in the moment I bite my lip, baby, in that moment you know this is something bigger than us and beyond bliss. Give me a reason to believe it. 'Cause if you want to keep
Ariana Grande and The Weeknd push it up four slots to ninth place with Love Me Harder. On Tuesday night, Ariana performed on the Victoria's Secret fashion show and got smacked in the face by a model's huge angel wings. She later laughed about it on Twitter with the hashtag bang bang into my face. Jumping two slots to eighth place is Nick Jonas, who got into the holiday spirit on Tuesday. He visited the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto, Canada, and sang Christmas carols for the young patients. Here's Jealous.
I don't like the way he's looking at you. I'm starting to think you want him too. Am I crazy? I've lost you. Even though I know you love.
You say
jumps two slots to number 7 with I'm Not the Only One. Sam is concentrating on the North American market right now. He's doing several radio Christmas shows around the United States and kicks off an extensive North American tour in early January. Up next, we have another transatlantic sensation. Hozier from Ireland climbs three slots to 3rd place with Take Me to Church.
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your light. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine.
Slots to 3rd place with his international breakout hit, Take Me to Church. The Irish singer says he recorded the vocal track in his attic at 2 o'clock in the morning. Before we cover those 6 album debuts, let's recap the singles lineup. Selena Gomez jumps 6 slots to 20th place with The Heart Wants What It Wants. Meghan Trainor zooms from 38th to 19th place with Lips Are Moving. Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars outjump her, shooting from 65th to 18th place with Uptown Funk. Jason Derulo rebounds a slot to 17th place with Trumpets. Ray Sremmurd also jumps a notch to 16th place with No Type. Bobby Shmurda drops 8 slots to 15th place with Hot Boy. Mr. Probs pushes it up 5 slots to number 14 with Waves. I Love McConan and Drake slip a slot to 13th place with Tuesday. Jesse J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj fall 4 notches to 12th place with Bang Bang. Big Sean and E-40 rise 3 slots to 11th place with I Don't F With You. Ed Sheeran recovers a slot in 10th place with Don't. Ariana Grande and The Weeknd jump 4 slots to 9th place with Love Me Harder. Nick Jonas rises 2 slots to number 8 with Jealous. Sam Smith also gains 2 positions in 7th place with I'm Not the Only One. Tove Lo steps back a slot to number 6 with Habits Stay High. Taylor Swift steps back 2 slots to 5th place with Shake It Off. Maroon 5 holds at number 4 with Animals. Hozier jumps 3 slots to 3rd place with Take Me to Church. Megan Trainor holds in the runner-up slot with All About That Bass, while Taylor Swift is your Hot 100 champ for a second week with Blank Space.
Next mistake, love's a game, wanna play. New money, suit and tie, I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly, and I know you heard about me, so hey, let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand, I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. But I've got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name. You want be that girl for a month, with the worst is yet to come. Oh no, screaming, crying, perfect storms. I can make all the tables turn. Rose garden filled with thorns. Keep you second guessing, like, oh my god, who is she? I get drunk on jealousy, but you'll come back each time you leave. Cause darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever. Your name. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Your name.
Taylor Swift holds the Hot 100 title for a second week with Blank Space. Taylor is the first female act in the chart's 56-year history to succeed herself at number one. Now, here are your top 20 pop albums from the bottom. The Interstellar soundtrack opens at number 20. Punk Goes Pop Volume 6 starts out at number 19. The soundtrack for The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1, debuts at number 18. Bette Midler falls 5 slots to 17th place with It's the Girls. Frozen, The Songs, jumps 12 slots to number 16. Barbara Streisand loses a slot in 15th place with Partners. Jason Aldean steps back 3 slots to 14th place with Old Boots, New Dirt. The Frozen soundtrack rebounds 5 slots to number 13. Now 52 falls 5 slots to number 12. Sam Smith retreats 2 slots to 11th place with In the Lonely Hour. Idina Menzel jumps 6 slots to number 10 with Holiday Wishes. Michael Bublé gains 4 slots in 9th place with Christmas. Rock act In This Moment debuts in 8th place with Black Widow. The Foo Fighters lose 5 slots in 7th place with Sonic Highways. Pink Floyd weakens 3 slots to number 6 with The Endless River. Garth Brooks dips a notch to 5th place with Man Against Machine. Nickelback opens at number 4 with No Fixed Address. Pentatonix jumps 5 slots to number 3 with That's Christmas to Me. Last week's champ Taylor Swift falls to 2nd place with 1989, while One Direction opens.
Radio თავისუფლება. Უსმინეთ ჩვენს პროგრამებს. სადავო საკითხებს.
ეს იგი როზა ლუქსემბურგის ოცნების შრომის კოდექსი არის შესული.
სინამდვილეში ეს არის ქართული ოცნების ამომრჩეველთა საოცნებო შრომის კოდექსი.
და გადაცემებს საკითხებზე, რომლებზეც მოქალაქეთა უმრავლესობა თანხდება.
ჩვენ გვიდა საქართველოში აღმოჩენოთ ევროპული ტიპის დემოკრატია.
ევროკავშირსა და ნატოში ინტეგრაცია არის ჩვენი სტრატეგიული არჩევანი.
რადიო თავისუფლება. ობიექტური მაუწყებლობა.